This Fan Run podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
Billy Stats here with Fox Sports Knoxville, and I'm here to tell you DraftKings Sportsbook is not only my favorite sportsbook, but it's America's top-rated sportsbook. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code FANRUN when you sign up to turn $1 into $150 in free credits. Bet on the basketball team of your choice to win the next game, and if they do, you will claim $150 in free credits. That's promo code FANRUN in all caps for a limited time and only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Tennessee only, restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line, 1-800-889-9789.
Hour three kicking off in the Fan Run studios. Hour three headlines, give them to me, Cameron.
All right. The basketball tournament has been underway for the past week or so, and tomorrow, the Volunteers are tipping off.
Oh, yeah.
7 p.m. ESPN.
7 p.m. ESPN.
But, unfortunately, they will be without Lamonte Turner. He tweeted out yesterday that he is, I guess, kind of at the edge of, like, coming back from where he's recovering from COVID and stuff, and said he is not good enough to go, so he will not be participating in the basketball tournament this year. Some of the young legs.
Yeah, that's a bummer.
Yeah, young legs, too, for the Volunteers that you won't get out there. So
said he just couldn't bounce back from the COVID in time?
Yeah, pretty much is what I saw. So he will miss the tournament this year. But he says, yeah, timing was off for me just getting over COVID-19. Thankful for the opportunity. I'll be tuned in. Go Vols. But unfortunate. He would have been fun to watch and see, you know, in that tournament. Been a great one so far. East Tennessee team. Ooh, barely got beat last night. Tough loss for them. They had a shot, they had the ball of a shot to win it. Didn't get it, and then a guy came down and just banged the game winner on them.
With the Elam ending, so yeah. They were racing to what, 57, I guess?
They were at, like,
they lost 57, 56, I thought?
Yeah, I think it was, it was the 57, I think. The other team was down 54, the 56, and East Tennessee State had the ball. Not a great offensive possession. The guy came down and just pulled up a three, like a deep three, and nailed it. And yeah, that was that. But they had a good little run. They were a 12 seed. Weren't expected to get as far as they did, but it was a good run for them. We'll see if the Volunteers can replicate anything like that tomorrow when they face the Purdue team.
Well, got some entertainment headlines. Dr. Dre, Beats by Dre. Yes. N.W.A., A.K., coming straight out of Compton. Y'all better make way. He's been going through a divorce.
Mm-hmm.
The settlement, I guess, has been reached. According to reports, Dr. Dre will pay his ex-wife spousal support to the tune of?
Oh, no.
How much money do you think he has to pay her every month?
I'm terrified
every
of
month.
This number.
Every month, this ex-wife is going to get X amount of dollars every month. Until she either remarries or passes away, how much do you think the dollar number is for her every month?
Every month.
Now, keep in mind, Dr. Dre is worth, you know, I want to say he's in the billion-dollar club.
I do, too. That's what I'm trying to put the context together for
I
that.
I think the Beats Money guy is like $2 million. $2 billion, it says $820 million right now, according to what I'm looking at now.
I'm going to go.
So, $800 million. That's how much he is worth.
I'm going to go $80,000 a month.
$80,000 a month? Not too far off. Ryan, you want to take a guess?
Oh, well, I'll use that hint of the not too far off. I'll say $100,000.
$300,000. $300,000 every month.
I was just like, that sounds absurd. I was almost at like $500,000. I was like, that just sounds too absurd.
Golly.
$300,000 per month. $3.6 million per year. Until she either remarries or passes away, I'm going to say she's not going to get remarried anytime soon.
You just find somebody you like and keep them around.
Okay, hey, sorry, honey. I am not going to...
do you want this bag or not?
I'm not going to marry you. Yeah, I love you, but we gotta split this money.
Yeah.
Like, does she do anything? Who is she?
She's his wife. I mean, no, I will say... Now,
like, is she famous?
No, she's not famous, but she has been his wife for 24 years.
Mm.
No, she raised two kids with him, so it's not like she was in it for the money. Like, she has been with him for a long time, and, you know, quite frankly, is probably owed money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's owed money for helping him, you know, accumulate his wealth. I would say she's helped hold him down, and I would say, you know, that is worth compensation. Now, I will say that the spousal support is probably not, like, also taking into account, like, the lump sum she's going to get. I'd imagine she'll get a lump sum as well, like, of the assets. $300,000 per month.
Jeez, man.
Cha-ching. And again,
divorces have you down bad. Don't get married, guys. It's a trap.
A wise man once said, it's cheaper to keep her.
Mm-hmm.
Or to hire a hitman if you're Dr. Dre.
I feel like if you got that kind of money, you could get away with it.
Yeah, well, you gotta know somebody in Compton.
I feel like for less than $3.6 million too.
That's just for a year. You gotta know somebody in Compton still. But either way, you know, good for her.
Yeah, cryptocurrency and everything now. It should be easy to just kind of.
I guess it's not worth it if you got enough money. You don't want to go to prison for that. So maybe just.
This is not financial advice.
Free agent linebacker Michael Kendricks. You might remember him. Do you remember Michael Kendricks?
Yep.
Used to be, was he a Seattle Seahawk and a Cleveland Brown?
He was with the Eagles, too, for a while.
Okay, he was with the Eagles. That's where he, like, was kind of gotten his
like, being really good for a while.
Start, quote unquote.
Well, he also got arrested in 2000, I want to say 18 or 17.
He was 18.
Okay. For insider trading. Well, he has now finally, years later, been sentenced. He got one day in jail.
Oh, no.
3 years of probation and 300 hours of community service. He can now continue his NFL playing career.
What's the point of the one day in jail?
Yeah, I feel like it's one of those things where like it has mandatory like jail time tied with it, so you have to at least do like a minimum.
You mean, I guess.
That's what I'm assuming. Because I'm assuming he got arrested, spent some time in jail. It was probably one of those things where, like, you have at least a 48 hours minimum of, like, jail time, and he's already served some, and they're like, yeah, just go in for another day.
I would say he hasn't served any, honestly.
Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me.
Where he got picked up and had money and got bailed out and, like, you know, was awaiting trial and everything.
Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me. The Atlanta Hawks have extended a qualifying offer to John Collins, which has made him a restricted free agent. He should be one of the big names on the market this year if it is looking for a payday. So now the Hawks can at least match anybody else's offer, and I'm sure they're also working on an offer of their own. But
he's
going to
get a big money offer because, I mean, just kind of by default.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He is a top three free agent, depending if Kawhi Leonard opts out, a top three free agent.
Yep.
Maybe a top three free agent, even if Kawhi Leonard opts out behind just him and Chris Paul. Like, I don't know who else would be ahead of Collins, honestly. So he's going to get a big offer, I would say, but the Hawks will now have the right to match. That's what restricted free agent means. We got some big baseball news or some weird baseball news. You might remember, Cam, we talked about Yermin Mercedes. Do you remember him?
Yeah, the name.
Yerminator.
The Yerminator. That's right. Do you remember the Yerminator?
The name is ringing a bell, but I can't remember what he did.
He made his manager mad this year for doing something.
Oh, he was the guy that like celebrated or something or bat flipped or something like that.
Okay, well, I feel like that's a pretty easy guess, but that's not the right answer. He was the guy who drilled that home run off of a position player in like 15 run game, and it was a 3-0 count.
Yeah, that guy's awesome.
And then Tony La Russa like berated him, and like, you know, he had said like, "Hey, I'm still gonna be me." Well, he hasn't still been him. They kind of sent him down to the AAA.
Oh.
At some point during the season, he's 28 years old.
Free my dog.
Was vibing, was on top of the world, and he has now posted on Instagram that he is retired from baseball at the age of 28.
What in the world?
Yeah.
It all went downhill pretty quickly for the Yerminator, who, again, was on top of the world.
See, I hate that. I hate that. Let the kid throw. Oh, my gosh.
He had been in AAA since the beginning of July and was hitting 309. I mean, he was still hitting down there.
You killed his enjoyment of baseball is what they did.
Yep.
They killed his love of the game.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, I want to thank God for giving me life. To the fans, that without them, I was nothing. To my family for understanding me and always supporting. Daniels, whoever, for getting me ahead. And by the way, ask forgiveness to all those who offended, fruit of my immaturity. To the members of the radio, TV, and press. To all the teams I participated by not tolerating the decisions of them. To everyone who was just a little language barrier here. To everyone who, as a human being, I failed, I apologize. And thus, I walked away from baseball for a while. God bless you. It's over. So I guess
I hate that.
He's
Tony
literally
Larissa
a rookie.
Should be fired off of that moment just because. What team was that?
He was with the White Sox. I mean, okay. And they're in first place.
One of the
top
I'm an anti-White Sox fan.
I am too. Like, it's sad because they're a fun team, but I just don't want happiness for Tony La Russa.
Yeah, now I am anti-White Sox. Because
if they win, he'll get credit for winning, and he doesn't deserve that
Not
credit.
Not at all. Y'all see Bill Russell?
No, he's still alive, right?
He is alive, okay. And he is auctioning most of his prized NBA memorabilia. Clearly,
money for something.
He is the most decorated man, and the sales will be conducted by Hunt Auctions. It's not saying anything. Well, part of the proceeds will be going to a Boston-based nonprofit mentor, but he is also pocketing a good amount of this money.
Good for him.
Yeah. And
he's just pocketing the money himself?
Yeah. Well, he's doing portions, but they make sure not to tell you how much.
Yeah. 10%.
Yeah.
$1 of every purchase.
Yeah, some of the highlights of the things that are on auction is the first and last of his NBA record 11 championship rings from 57 and 69, his 1956 basketball gold medal, and four of his five MVP trophies. So if you want a piece of it, you might have to throw down a good amount of money, but you can have a part of history.
Okay.
I got one other thing. The Cowboys are placing Amari Cooper, DeMarcus Lawrence, Tristan Hill, Greg Zuerlein, Chauncey Golson, and Mitch Hyatt on the PUP to open camp. So they're missing a few of their guys, it seems like, heading into camp.
Anything serious or no?
Amari Cooper is an ankle. DeMarcus Lawrence is a back. Tristan Hill's a knee. Mitch Hyatt's a knee, Zuerlein's back, Golson's a hamstring, and they said Hill and Hyatt probably will need the most rehab time compared to the rest.
Couple more entertainment headlines as we get you through these Hour 3 headlines. And it does seem like, okay, so we talked about some potential wrestling news yesterday. It does seem like Daniel Bryan, you might remember him. Daniel Bryan, one of the most famous wrestlers in the world. He has apparently signed a contract with AEW, leaving the WWE for this competition. That's a big deal. And some movie news. We do have an official date and title. We got a new Jordan Peele movie, Cam. You seen the poster for this?
I have not.
Candyman?
It is not Candyman. No. Is he doing Candyman? I know he's like producing it, but he's not. Did he write it and direct it and everything?
I believe he's.
I know he had his name attached to it, but I didn't think it was like his.
I'm not sure, but we've already seen like the trailer and stuff from that one.
Yeah, but I don't think that's considered like his movie. I didn't think.
Yeah, I'm not positive on that. I haven't looked into it a ton.
Written by Jordan Peele. But
so
it's directed by that Nia DaCosta.
Okay. So not.
It's not as,
it's
like,
not
hands-on
yeah,
as Get
his.
Out,
okay.
But it's still, he
I mean,
is
yeah,
the big name.
Well, Get Out and Us was, like, written and directed by, this new movie is also written and directed by him. Coming out July 22nd, so a year from today, Kiki Palmer, who's that?
The girl from
Nickelodeon.
Aquila and the Bee, if you remember that movie.
Okay, yeah, so just a young...
True Jackson VP, that's really
she's grown now,
like
but
18
like...
18 or 19 type of thing?
No,
or
she's
older than
older,
that?
She's older than that.
I guess
now,
Aquila
sure.
and the Bee was a long time ago,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that was a while ago. She... I'm trying to think of what's the most recent thing I've seen her in.
Okay. Yeah,
she's been around. She's been hanging around. She's done some, like, hosted some small stuff, I think.
I don't know if I know this girl. I mean, I know the name, but, like, I don't know if I...
She hasn't had any, like, big roles or anything recently, like...
She's Emmy nominated. She was in the new Scream movie. She was in Scream Queens, that short-lived series.
She was in the new. She's in Scream 5 or was in
Scream 2019.
Okay, so I think that'd be like the TV show they did.
Oh, okay. She hasn't had any like huge
roles.
It is
the anthology TV series.
Okay, so she would be. Okay, so I don't want to say like a no name, but hasn't had, I guess, a breakthrough like movie role yet, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, yeah, she hasn't had anything big like that, but like she's like a known name, like you kind of said.
Sure.
Like,
Stephen.
Especially Yeun. In like the black community too.
Okay. Stephen Yeun and Daniel Kaluuya.
Okay.
Or Kaluuya, excuse me.
Ooh, good casting right there. Man, Daniel Kaluuya loves Jordan Peele, then.
I would say Jordan Peele loves him, but yeah. This guy who starred in, you know, Get Out, right? I mean, July 22nd, it's called Nope.
Nope. He loves his one word, so two words, just a little quick phrases.
Get Out, Us, Nope.
All right, straight to the point.
It looks weird. I mean, new tariff round for the mine. It looks kind of like a kite is in the sky above a town, but it's like a cloud. I don't know.
Does it say anything kind of what it's supposed to be about?
Nope.
Or no?
Just has the poster. Nope. I wonder if it's like like the first vibes I get is it's like a UFO above a town. So like okay. Yeah. An alien movie or ooh. What? I don't know.
I'm seeing upcoming American horror film.
Yeah, I mean, I knew it was a horror movie, but yeah. Did you like Us?
I thought it was all right. There was a couple of things that like I picked up on, like a couple of, like the plot twists and stuff before it happened.
Mm-hmm.
But besides that, I thought it was solid. It was one of the, it's like a weird concept, but like
yeah,
you know, it was solid. Some of the acting was really good in it. I thought they did some of those characters really killed their acting roles. But yeah, it was a solid movie. I enjoyed it.
Ryan, did you like it?
Yeah, it was a good creepy concept.
Okay.
Type thing, except it was a little annoying to always hear them talk, you know.
Yeah, sure.
It's all right, was so a good movie.
It was received fairly well, so I think people are really excited for this third movie.
Yeah, I all think right. Get Out was still better than Us, but yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
See, I think, I don't know. Some people disagree. Some people like Us better. I liked Get Out better, but I don't know. We'll see if the third one's any good. Yeah. Let's go to break. Let's talk sports on Fan Run Radio. Make your plans for the weekend. Go try out the new Swing Base Suite Golf Simulator over at Hops and Hollers. And get you 90 minutes on the machine. Got music in there. Got service, alcohol. Get some food. Swing the clubs. Try out hundreds and hundreds of different courses. Get 90 minutes for as low as $30 if you book on a Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
HopsandHollers.com. You can book on Hops and Hollers. Instagram as well.
I think a league's coming soon, too.
A league?
Yeah.
What's the situation around the league?
I think you're doing a couple two-person leagues or something like that.
Okay, so you play the hole all the way out?
Yeah. Yeah, I think you're going to get like a week or so.
So they have a putter in there, too? You go in there and you putt? You have to finish
yeah.
out?
Yeah, they have a whole thing of clubs. Yep.
You can turn it off if you want to. But
the putter you can?
Yeah.
But okay. I feel like with the league, they'll probably, you know, go all the way through. But
yeah. Okay.
Let's see, keep more an eye details on that.
In the league, go to hopsandhollers.com. For more information, like I said, there's Sweet Bay Swing Simulator. Go play some golf. In terms of bad ideas and backfires, did you see the promotion that the Crow Bar and Grill ran for the Milwaukee Bucks?
No.
No.
The Crow Bar and Grill was wanting people to come pack the game for history in the making, as they called mm-hmm. it, as the Bucks try to win a championship. Beer specials during the game, and a free shot for every Giannis-made free throw.
Oh wow.
If you remember, he went 17 of 19 from the free throw line.
Oh, my gosh. They probably ran out of all their liquor that night.
That doesn't seem legal, actually.
Yeah, no, that would be over-serving,
that
I think.
Yeah. Like, what do you do if you're a bar? Like, it seems like a dangerous promotion, and it seems like one you have to be like, hey, guys, we got to give you vouchers. You kind of spread these out over the next, like, week.
Yeah, because, yeah, you couldn't serve somebody 17.
I don't know if people would want 17.
I don't think many people can take 17.
I know there's some people that really try and be pumped up after every
every free throw.
Yeah, I mean, like, as you're there watching your team try to win a championship, but that seems like a really, really poor idea by the Crow Bar and Grill.
I feel like a lot of people didn't actually get the witness history because they were trying to keep up.
That is also a fair point. You're not going to win. You're not going to make it to the end of the game, for sure. You're definitely not going to remember the celebration.
Yeah. Wake up next morning wondering if they won or not.
I mean,
jeez, yeah.
Wow. That's... You get to pick your liquor, you think?
No.
No, I'm sure there was a standard.
Yeah. Thing. They might have gone with something stuff like, like low percentage and low proof and everything, but still, like,
I hope it wasn't like Taka, Dobra. At least it was I hope it was a step up from those.
I'm going to imagine it's not they're giving away for free, Ryan. When people give away free stuff, they usually, like, go to the bottom of the barrel. Seems like a terrible idea. Some more terrible ideas are going to happen in Jackass 4, and it apparently is being reported that, UFC heavyweight champion Francis Ngannou is in the movie where he punches.
Oh my gosh!
People in the testicles.
Oh,
good.
So I guess they're staying true to the original movies where they do a lot of those type of stunts. But Francis Ngannou says it was the craziest thing he ever had to see. I did it the first time. They're like, listen, man, we know you. People know you're the hardest puncher in the world. It wasn't hard enough. I was like, are you kidding me? Like, I'm nervous. I don't know. I could hurt this guy. Did he at least have kids or something already? That also seems like a terrible idea.
Yeah, it does.
And how mad do you have to be if you're the person who did the stunt where you you get the first one and you're like, okay, you got to do it again.
Yeah.
Which Steve-O has become like a pretty, like, I don't want to say like synonymous with the sport, but like he's at the UFC a lot. Like, he's a UFC fan.
Yep.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't be surprised if it was him that had to do that, but I hope he would be smart enough not to. Does seem like they got a bunch of new guys in the movie. Hopefully, maybe they like broke one of those guys in. Maybe that's it. Maybe it's like a passing of the torch. Like, hey, we're going to – maybe that's what the movie will be. Like, hey, we got a lot of old people here. We'll still do some stunts, but we're going to try to get these young guys, like, doing most of the physical stuff because we're old.
Trick them into doing it or something. Yeah.
You can also make a name for yourself. Here you go, kid. Millions of people are going to watch this.
That just sounds like a terrible idea, though. Yeah. Lord.
Maybe you need the 19 shots or 17 shots from Giannis's free throws to be able to handle that.
Yeah, for sure. Oh, man.
Just bad, bad ideas. Bad, bad, bad ideas. Is there a price you would do to get a punch to the testicles from Francis Ngannou? The heavyweight champion of the world in UFC? Is there a number you would do? Cash on the table?
I'd probably need at least a mil. I don't know. A million may be a little high. I'd probably do it a little lower.
I go in the face is one thing, but like there, it does. I understand what he's saying. It does seem like a real dangerous thing. Like, I feel like you got punched there hard enough, like, you can break your up, like, and like never come in, never come back.
I feel like you could break like your pelvic bone too.
Ruin any chance of kids, and again, it's like, not to be too graphic, but like pop them. Like, it just seems like a dangerous thing.
Yeah.
A million, like, seems like you said too high. Like, I don't know, man. I feel like if it was actually on the table and you thought about the consequences, I don't think you would do it.
I don't know if I would do it. You'd see that man in, like, person, how big he is.
He's a monster.
Be like, you'd be like, oh, I changed my mind.
He's a monster. What about in the face? Now, for $1 million in the face, I'm taking that.
Yeah.
Is he just straight UFC handing it, or is he boxing glove? Or
no, he's we'll make him put his UFC glove on.
Okay.
Man, this picture of included with the story just has him absolutely knocking a guy out with an uppercut. Ugh.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Their hands are literally legally like deadly weapons.
Just one punch, though. Just one punch to the jaw.
Ugh.
I don't know. Oof.
You're tensed up. You're ready for it. You can't block it. You just got to take it.
Just got to take it. I'd probably do it for a million for sure in the face. You'd be set up so well. Even if I gotta be in the hospital for a bit, I got $1 million. What does it matter? Pain is temporary. $1 million is not
also
temporary.
Also temporary. And when you develop your opioid addiction because you're in so much pain, it will blow through pretty quickly. What about you, Ryan?
Whew. With the glove on.
UFC glove,
UFC glove on. I'll definitely do it for $1 million. I'm thinking if I would go even lower.
Okay.
If I'm being honest.
If I'm going to the crowbar first, yes, for sure.
Get some shots in.
Like, make yourself feel a little good inside.
That'd be such a terrible feeling to like pump yourself. Mm-hmm. Try to pump yourself up to walk in there and get punched. Like, if you had $1 million sitting there, you'd be like, okay.
I'd much rather say, could I like go around with him rather than like just go straight a clean like. Because I feel like I can
in the
at least
corner.
No, just immediately tap.
Maybe.
I don't think it works that way, but like I understand what you're saying. Like you know, at least like have a chance to block it.
Save it. Like he probably can still knock me out even if I have my hands up. But like I feel like I'm not getting as much damage. I don't know. Like or maybe
I understand what you're saying there, but like the idea of wanting to go a full round seems like more than one punch.
Yeah,
but he would probably knock you out so badly in the first punch, like the ref would be able to get there.
To call.
Although you've seen plenty of times where the ref hasn't gotten there in time.
Give me Herb Dean, please. Don't give me anybody else.
You take three or four hammer fists to the face on top of it. Not
him. Like, give me. Can I go a smaller guy?
No, it's him. If it was $1 million, I'd be like, I have one request. Can you? At least, like, when you uppercut me, can you knock me onto the pile of my $1 million? Like, can you at least, like, give me a nice place to take my nap?
Yeah. Oh, boy. Yeah, I don't know, man. That's a...
Seems like a dangerous game. When you think of it, like, actually, like, realistically, the stunt does seem terrible.
That seems like, yeah, that seems like a terrible idea.
Seems really dangerous.
Yeah, there's no way that goes well.
Yeah, that's got Steve-O written all over it right there.
Steve-O doesn't do the stuff anymore, I don't think.
He's not as crazy as he... Well, I know that he got... No, he got sober, but he still went a little...
When did he get sober, by the way?
I want to say he's at, like... I want to say at least, like, 6 years now. It's been a minute, because I remember there was some post.
I think
and he's, like, vegan now,
too. I want to say it's longer than that, because... You know, I told you I watched Jackass 3 the other night with my nephew, and... They made a joke about, you know, him getting
13
hurt.
13 like, years.
Yeah.
Okay. How long?
13 years.
Okay. So that'd be what, 08? And I'm pretty sure Jackass 3 came out like in 10 or 11. Because there's a joke there's like, you know, in a normal person would, you know, take some pain pills here for this. Yeah. And basically like making the joke like, I can't do that stuff anymore. But yeah, now I know he's like a healthy, like vegan, like living and all that. So
yes, I don't know how crazy him, he's getting. But yeah. No, he looks good, too. Like, he looks well put together now.
Can't get Bam on track, though.
Yeah.
Can't get Bam on track. It's sad. Let's go to break. It's Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. We kind of talked about it yesterday, Cam, but it does appear that Malika Andrews is a strong candidate to replace Maria Taylor on
NBA. Let's go!
Rachel Nichols, quote, not in the running, per reports.
Malika loses everything.
Man, is the writing on the wall for Rachel over at ESPN at this point?
Yeah, it seems like it.
I think so.
I don't know if it did. You know, obviously it's one way to it's one thing to ask somebody a question after they've won. It's another after they lost. But the stark contrast between Chris Paul cutting up with Rachel Nichols about going to the finals, and then did you see the question she asked him in the press conference afterwards?
Oh, I did not.
Again, like, it's one thing when you're asking somebody when they're happy. Like, so I don't know, but it just felt very, very cold.
Yeah.
She asked him a simple question. She said, how does it feel? And he just looked at her, paused for a second, and said, feels like we lost.
Yeah.
And, like, that was it. So, like, I don't know if it was, like, also, like, Chris Paul, like, hey, I don't know how I feel about Rachel Nichols anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or it was just like, hey, we got our ass kicked. I don't feel good. But it just didn't seem like a good Rachel Nichols moment as well. Do you have something to say, Ryan?
Jeez. No, just she was always there. It's going to be quite a change. Like, she was always on, like, the jump.
Well, she
I
might
think she's going to keep that one.
I was going to say she might stay there and keep the jump. I don't know. But, again, she's not in the running to go back to doing her NBA, you know, game day coverage type of thing. So that seems to have gone by the wayside. You know, boys, sometimes our chili hasn't been very hot when it comes to Tennessee football.
Yep.
But people are pointing out that there has been at least some reason to get your chili a little bit hotter. Ooh. We've talked about Josh Heupel. We've talked about his lack of recruiting. And a couple of days ago, it did seem like something went under the radar of at least like one, like it's called a Rivals Future Cast. It's kind of the same thing as a crystal ball.
Yeah.
Flips from Florida to Tennessee for Walter Nolan, who is the number one player in the country.
Let's go!
The big defensive lineman, five-star defensive lineman from Cordova, Tennessee. So we had talked about that and him getting, you know, putting Tennessee back in his top five / top four. Thought maybe, like, hey, it's just them doing something nice. He's trying to, you know, help at least, you know, Marlon Walls being there as coach. Like, hey, you know, put Tennessee in there. Let's not, you know, burn these bridges. I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe it wasn't a real interest, but, hey, it does seem like it does seem hey, maybe he's actually interested. So, again,
okay, let's go.
Rival ball.
Huge. First five-star if that happens, right?
We got a upcoming announcement as well at 3 o'clock for Branson Robinson. Out of Germantown, Mississippi. Is Germantown, Mississippi close to Germantown, Tennessee? Do we know?
It should be.
Gotta be.
You would think so, because Germantown's in Memphis, so maybe it's like just like a town that's like right on the border there.
I don't know. Tennessee is not far from, I mean, not close to Athens, Georgia, so I didn't know. Like, you know, that's not always the case there.
Yeah, true. Yeah, for sure. I'm not positive at all. Okay. I could say it's possible, but.
See if you can look that up and see how far Germantown, Mississippi is from Germantown, Tennessee. I just want to kind of get an idea of, you know, if this guy is on the border or what. But he is set to make a decision today at 3 o'clock. He is a four-star running back.
Yeah, it's about 3 hours.
Okay, so not so basically like the same distance from Athens, Tennessee to Athens, Georgia. But, you know, top five running back in the country, top 50 player. He's making his announcement today at 3 o'clock. He does have Tennessee in his top five, like, as a finalist, but...
He goes to Germantown High School, you said?
It was just Germantown, Mississippi. I don't know if it was Germantown High School or not, but yeah, it was Germantown High School as well.
It's got 2.7 stars on Google.
The high school does?
Yeah. If it's this one in Mississippi, I guess.
It seems weird that any high school would have good ratings. If I'm a student, I'm going there and I'm putting one star no matter what when I'm mad.
Yeah.
But some recruiting news to keep an eye on for Tennessee, nice. Although I don't think anyone feels great about this. It does seem like it is as far as the experts projecting, it does seem like they're going back and forth between Georgia, no surprise, and Mississippi State, which seems really surprising. But yeah. It seems if Tennessee and Mississippi State are both in his top five, he doesn't necessarily care about the air raid type of, you know, the idea, especially, you know, yeah. Alabama's there too, although Alabama still, you know, ran the ball better.
Yep.
Obviously, with Najee, than Tennessee, or any UCF running backs have, I guess I should say. You know, and Mike Leach never gives the ball to running backs.
For sure. Mike Leach, yep.
But just something
to... Did you see where Darrell Middleton transferred to?
Went to West Virginia. We basically traded... Yeah. That was a weird, weird announcement. Did you see his announcement?
I didn't see how he did, no.
He posted a video, and, like, at the beginning, it's all Ole Miss stuff, and then all of a sudden it just stops. It was like someone saying something like, it stops and just goes to West Virginia.
Okay.
Like, he trolled Ole Miss for some reason.
Interesting. Huh. Not sure why you do that, but, yeah, okay.
Just trolled Ole Miss, but, yeah, Darren Milton goes to West Virginia, which is good for him, I guess. I think Tennessee.
Yeah.
If you ask me, would I rather have Darrell Middleton on the football team this year or their freshman All-American catcher that transferred to play baseball here, I would rather have the freshman All-American catcher.
Yeah.
Matt McCormick. I think we came out in the positive on that transaction. I don't know how you guys feel.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to, yeah. Sure.
I mean, Darrell Middleton's not anybody that's
going to. Yeah, it wasn't going to change anything, really. Yeah.
That catcher can be in the middle of that lineup for a while. Whew. Good for Tony V. Good to get some people coming back. Or new people coming in to replace the ones coming out.
We'll take that trade with Darrell Middleton. And then, yeah, like, I mean, we've kept an eye on that. Like, we hope that Tennessee would kind of be a transfer spot. Especially, like, now you can go in conference and you'll have the one-time free pass. Like, I would imagine Tennessee is going to benefit from that over the next couple of years as they, you know, maybe catch the eye of people who didn't have their eyes, you know, the earlier in their careers. Or just, like, smaller schools, guys like the guy at Georgia Southern who looks and says, hey, I can go to Tennessee and go right up the road and be at a pretty good program. And
be in the SEC.
Be in the SEC. And, yeah, like, that Vitello seems like the right type of coach I want to play with. And, you know, again, Tennessee kind of came out of nowhere for some of the good players. But also, like, yeah, maybe take advantage of some guys wanting to move up level. You know, Tennessee should be able to grab
that.
I guess the last bit of Tennessee news, we have the guys over at Rocky Top Insider getting the invoices for Tennessee and their lawyers that they're keeping on retainer as they try to fight, you know, Jeremy Pruitt and the allegations and everything. I guess they ramped it up in June, billed the university $90,720 up from $77,000 that they billed in May. So did a little bit more work in June, I guess. So Tennessee basically spending almost $100,000 a month on this lawyer. So just another 3 or 4 months, and it'll be the same price as Kevin Steele.
Yep, exactly.
Kevin Steele.
I guess another thing I saw around college football was the Big Ten was talking about, they said they're going to start rotating the championship game. So I guess they're not going to just stick to Indianapolis.
Oh,
now.
Really?
Yeah.
Where are the other...
I haven't seen any places yet.
I mean, I imagine they're going to try to stay indoors, right?
You would think so. Let me see if I can see if there's any.
I wouldn't think they would try to go outside in December. Or any of those conference championships. I mean, I guess the ACC plays outside, right?
Yeah.
They play, like, in Charlotte, right? Is that correct?
Yeah.
Or do they play in Miami sometimes? Am I tripping? I don't know. Obviously, the SEC is in Atlanta, in case you've forgotten, since Tennessee hasn't gotten there in a while. Big 12 plays in Jerry World, right? Is that where they play?
Yeah. They do.
And the ACC is Charlotte.
Okay.
I mean,
so I guess they do play outside.
I lost.
Out in the cold a little bit.
Yeah, but yeah, no, they said they were going to try to start doing that, so I think that's big for the Big Ten, I guess.
And I just don't know what other locations they'd go, like, I guess maybe, like, Minnesota? Try to, like, the Vikings, like, the stadium there? Like, it's indoors, right?
Yeah,
like,
brand new one, too.
Anywhere else? Where they try to get out of the region? Because doesn't the Big Ten, like, basketball tournament, don't they do that sometimes, like, kind of, like, further south than you would think? Do that in D.C. one year? Yeah, am I making that up? Either way. All right, last call on the other side. It's Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. Last call brought to you by the Knoxville-based law offices of G. Turner Howard III. If you or a loved one has been injured in an accident, give them a call at 865-558-8030 or visit online at g3helpme.com. They've been serving all of East Tennessee with over 20 years of experience. Let the G3 team get you the money you deserve. That's g3helpme.com. Ryan, you said you had a story to kick us off?
Yeah, Hoops Hype just released their odds for the guard the Lakers will sign or trade for. And it's a pretty interesting list.
I'll stop to see what we got shaking here in L.A.
Yeah, so the big headline was Goran Dragic had the second best odds at plus 200.
So Goran Dragic would leave the Lakers, or excuse me, leave the Heat, go to the Lakers. I would be a little surprised by the Heat. Is that via trade, I guess, that he could trade him?
Yeah, it would be a trade situation for this one.
They want to bring like KCP back or something? Or what? I mean, like he has a player option or a team option. Okay, they'll probably decline his team option.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's a really interesting
trade, though. If I'm the Lakers, I might keep his trade up. Or the Heat. Okay, I'm getting confused. The Heat would keep his trade up. Player option and try trading, but either way, move on.
The number one name on here is really interesting.
Okay, who's the number one name?
At plus 150, Patty Mills.
Okay.
Patty Mills is the number one for odds to be on the Lakers.
I mean, I think he makes sense alongside LeBron James. He can shoot.
And then rounding out the top five right here, we have Austin Rivers claiming the three spot at plus 250. Derrick Rose.
Austin Rivers.
Yeah. And then Derrick Rose, you know, he's been talked about with the Lakers for a while, plus 300.
I gotta be honest, these names aren't hitting me. I thought this was going to be like Chris Paul and Russell Westbrook.
And Russell Westbrook at number five with plus 400. Mm. And I'll go ahead and throw you in some Chris Paul. He comes in at six with plus 500 as well.
Okay. All right.
That'd be interesting. Yeah. They're definitely going to get more flair than Patty Mills over there.
Well, I mean, I would rather have Patty Mills than Austin Rivers, but either way.
Yeah.
What do you got for us, Cam?
I got Alaska Man.
Pop your brain. This better be like a story about wolves or bears or something.
It is about bears.
Okay, good.
A grizzly bear terrorized a man for days in Alaska. The Coast Guard happened to see him and got him out.
Really?
Down to his last two rounds of ammunition, this guy got rescued. So, basically, this guy was in a mining town or on the edge or something like that. A mining camp 40 miles outside of a city in Alaska.
Okay.
He had no way to phone for help or anything like that.
Seems dangerous.
Yeah, so already seems like he messed up. So basically, he got attacked by a bear one day, and it dragged... Or drug him to the, like, down by a river if it was nearby.
So the bear got a hold of him.
Yep, but he had his pistol, so he was able to, I guess, shoot the bear a couple times and get away.
Okay.
Get back to his little shack thing he was in.
So at least he was strapped.
Yep. So, and, like, this is not a big, like, shack trailer-looking thing. It is not big at all. But he was able to get back there, and then he said the bear would continue to come back every night and try to get back to him. And it's wild.
How scary would those nights be?
Oh, I know. Apparently he didn't really sleep because he's sleep deprived because he has to stay up because this bear is breaking into your thing every night.
Terrified of the bear coming out to get him.
He has his pistol. He's using that to defend himself. It's wild because they have like the image of like his little shack that he was in and stuff, and like the doors are like ripped off and everything.
This sounds
like
terrifying.
Yeah.
Holy cow.
So this guy apparently he's several nights in the road. He's able to kind of fend the bear off while it came back every night, but he said it kept coming back. And so basically,
so he
some
could,
Coast Guard.
Was he too hurt to move?
It was like a leg injury, so like he could still walk and stuff a little bit, but it seemed like, I think it was adrenaline a lot and like the being sleep deprived. Because they said like once he got to like, they got him and took him back to the hospital, you could kind of see everything was setting in. But like, yeah, no, he was powering through at the moment. But basically they said a Coast Guard that were like taking some scientists to go see the coast nearby and like check for like dead whales, stuff like that, happened to be flying by and they see this guy stumble out of the shack and waving his two arms, and two arms are a sign of distress, obviously. And so the Coast Guards are smart enough to realize that. Like, thank goodness they didn't miss this guy. Because with two shots left, I don't know if he would have made it another night or two.
I don't think he would have.
Yeah.
So the helicopter actually was able to, and they had changed their course too because of some clouds. So like they weren't even supposed to be in that area. And they just happened to be flying by, see this guy stumble out. And they went down and basically saved this guy, took him to the nearest city and got him some help. Yeah, insane stuff from this guy. They said he was kind of struggling. We came around, he was on his hands and knees waving a white flag, leg taped up, said he looked like he'd been out there for a while.
Do we know how many, have you said how many days he was in there?
It doesn't give a specific number of days in the article. It said several, so I'm assuming at least four or five is what I'm assuming. Like,
man,
I don't know. It seems like he was out. They said he looked like he was out there for a while, but said he was staying in the shack since July 12th. When did they find him? Let's see if it gives us a day that way. So
he was in the shack since July 12th. So no more than 10 days, but, you know,
he
maybe
got
a hand,
in between that, yeah.
Maybe a handful of days, essentially.
That's some but A1 still, survival like, skills right there.
Yeah, insane. To be like, it's wild to me, but the bear just kept coming back. That's very rare. The bear must have been really hurting for food or, you know, just like, yeah.
Okay, that's what I was going to ask. You're my animal guy. So was that it? The bear was just starving, I guess?
That would be my assumption is, yeah, it was just it didn't have a easy food source around there. And
like, bears don't hold, like, grudges, right? Hey, this guy's in here and he shot at me. I'm going to kill him.
Like, of all the bears you don't want to mess with, grizzly bears are definitely top of the line.
I thought polar bears were the meanest.
Well, polar bears, but...
I'm the animal expert.
Yeah, maybe. No, polar bears for sure, but, you know, it's less likely people are going to run into polar bears than grizzly bears.
All you got to do is just turn the heat on and the polar bear will be in trouble.
Exactly. Yeah, they're already struggling a little bit.
It's hot here. Get out of here.
But, yeah, grizzly bears are pretty aggressive as well. Usually it's very...
We shouldn't make jokes about...
them going extinct.
Yeah.
Yeah, oof.
Although, like, when they go... does Coke still run out the, like, the polar bear commercials? I feel like
they're gonna do a really sad commercial where there's just a Coke bottle sitting in the snow.
Oh my god!
And it'll just be like a super depressing, and it'll
cut your emissions.
Please try to save the environment.
Jeez,
I don't feel like Coke can do that. I don't know. I'm gonna say Coke needs to.
It's
careful.
Gonna be like that puffin that they have in the commercial with the polar bear, just like super sad, sitting next to the Coke bottle. That's what I would do if I was a marketing person.
It's kind of hitting me in the feels, to be honest.
Yeah.
Polar bears are.
Although polar bears like. I was going to say, it seemed mean, and like I don't really have any use for them, but at the same time, I did get a lot of joy out of those commercials for a while.
Yeah, they're so playful.
They're cool animals.
And they had their scarves on.
The scarves, I don't know if I remember the scarves.
They're wearing them.
Okay. I'm thinking of them just like taking the, like, isn't there one where they take like the Coke thing and like make it a button or something on a snowman?
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking
There's some nice commercials I got going on.
That one's
if you go to the World of Coke, they got a polar bear mascot rolling around you can take pictures with and stuff, so... feel like you'd have to retire him.
Yeah.
That feels like the meanest.
Yeah, no, they are, and yeah, they're really aggressive too, and they're also very similar to grizzly bears as far as like them being opportunistic and stuff like that. Because obviously, in the Arctic, food is hard to come by at times.
If it was in the Arctic and it was a polar bear, I'd understand. Like, hey, they're starving.
Yeah,
they gotta get this done. The regular bear just hanging out.
Yeah, I don't know if this bear was just struggling to find food too, and was like, hey, this guy's an easy target. And, like, maybe the smell of, like, the blood from getting him the first time kept just attracting him back. Maybe he also had, like, food. And I'm assuming he had food
thinking,
in the shack, too, you know, just to take care of himself. So the bear was probably just like, hey, there's food in there. Like,
shoot.
That would be terrifying.
Yeah,
every night when he comes back,
terrifying,
you wouldn't be able to
sleep.
You'd just be like, oh, my God, here he comes.
It's going to be a scary movie in the making, it sounds like.
I feel like they already kind of did it with The Revenant, but I guess they didn't do it with the bear just outside haunting you.
Yeah, it sounds like The Shallows with Blake Lively almost, the shark version.
Yeah. Although, again, I haven't seen that movie. Do the sharks just like hang out there all the time, or
yeah, circling? The tiny little island spot that she's on.
Oh, okay.
Mm. Not realistic.
All right, the drive is up next. Stay locked in on Fan Run Radio.